Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's the Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
If you're just listening, just tuning in, just didn't hear you in the show. If any of you out there in the audience are looking for porno mags,
I got them.
You name them.
Tell me how much. And
selling them out of the trunk of a rental. So you let us know.
Yep.
If you're in the market.
If you're looking for hardcore, softcore, she's got it all.
Email Laura, laura@morningbuzz.com. And if you don't know what we're talking about, by all means, go listen to the show podcast at morningbuzz.com. Just a hop, skip, and a jump from where you currently are. But all right. So we have a two-parter today for the Buzz 24/7. And the first one, she should be joining us any second. And Inventing Anna is where I found her, and she is amazing. So Alexis Floyd stars as Neff in the Netflix limited edition series, which are my favorites, by the way, Inventing Anna with Julia Garner, who's just phenomenal. Like, Scotty, you should watch it just to see the character she plays and how she plays it and the accent. It's crazy. What a great story. And Alexis is joining us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Alexis.
Hey, good morning. So happy to be here. Thank you.
Let me tell you something. I'm very happy to have you here because we're up here in New England. We cover, you know, all over New England. It's Greg. We've got Laura, Roadkill, and Kelly. And you were my favorite character in Inventing Anna.
Oh, thank you so much, man. No, Neff is the real deal. I got to spend a lot of time with the real Neff, and she really is the real deal. Loyal to a T, hard worker. It was really such a pleasure to play her. So thank you so much. Yeah. I'm happy you connected with her, too.
Oh, I loved it. And I loved, the performances, are just crazy good.
The whole entire series is just, everybody in it is so unbelievable.
Yeah, everybody from Anna and Julia, just unbelievable. But there was, your character was sympathetic and loyal. But at the same time, you did hurt Neff, the character, and I don't want to give too much away for people that haven't seen it. She did have something at stake, too, right? I mean, there was a little bit of self-serving going on there, too, right?
Well, you know, she had sort of been cut out of the opportunity to make the same artistic life for herself,
right,
that Anna was also confronting. You know, she had a film she wanted to make. She's coming off of school. She's got student loans. She's hustling at this hotel. And I think she saw this young woman, similar to her age, cutting through all this bureaucracy and red tape and seemingly limitations of the financial world. And she was like, well, let me get in on this, too, because there's an opportunity here to make a way for myself.
Yeah. And the strange thing about it as you watch it, and Laura and I both saw it, was that it happened.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's it. Did Anna Delvey have to sign off and agree to this, or was this like Neff and everybody that kind of got conned agreed to it and they just told Anna's story that way?
It was actually both. They got Anna's rights and Neff's rights to tell the story. And I remember watching some video footage of one of the first interviews that the writers actually had with Anna, and then Julia got to meet Anna. So all of this happened with her consent and blessing, which felt good, you know, that we were telling her story and she felt that she wanted it to be told and trusted the platform to do it. And the same was true with Neff. And Neff actually was able to come to set a couple times, and we really stayed connected throughout the process. So we definitely made it, not just with their blessing, but in a lot of ways we made it with them.
And I'm sitting here thinking, like, how do I explain Inventing Anna to someone who hasn't seen it yet?
But if you, I followed the news story, so
right,
when this came out, I was all about it. I'm like, I have to know more.
But for someone who hasn't seen it or doesn't know the story, like, how do you encapsulate the story other than that here's a young woman, part of the party scene? She duped the entire New York elite party scene into giving her millions of dollars for something that never existed. It was built on, the whole thing was a sham and a lie, and respected business people fell prey to it. I mean, that's, in a nutshell, that's an accurate description, yeah?
100%, yeah. And I think that's the thing that is so, you know, like a lot of, there's so many con narratives that are coming out now. And actually, I mean, we've been telling the con story for a minute. I mean, it's almost a tale as old as time. And I think that there's something kind of endlessly fascinating about people who look at this system that seems ironclad and say, you know, I'm going to do it my way. And then get as far as they do, you know, just,
yeah.
Yeah. Just convincing people with the power of confidence. Wow.
I think of it all the time now, and you've seen it. We've all seen it with the social media world, the Instagram world, where people pose for pictures that aren't even remotely what they purport to be. You know what I mean? You know, with their feet pointing in a pool, and it's not even their pool, and they're in, like, you know, Dover, New Hampshire. I'm in the islands. You're not at all. Go ahead. This is Alexis Floyd, who's on with us. She's Inventing Anna on Netflix. Go ahead, Laura.
Now, I know Anna Sorkin had been released from prison, and then she got taken into ICE custody. Does Neff have a relationship with her now? Do they still talk and communicate?
I think they do. I think it's with caution. You know, I think Neff really went through something with Anna, you know, not just sort of financially distressing, but also it was emotionally a pretty challenging time. They did have a real friendship, and there was something really real about their connection, which I think the show celebrates well. But so I know that, you know, Neff's loyalty maintains, but I think she also is trying to take care of herself. You know, these are exceptional times in so many levels, and this show about her just came out. So I think she's trying to, you know, honor herself and her privacy and find ways of telling her own story. She just published a book recently. So I think that's her focus. But it's true. The loyalty stays strong.
Yeah. And she was the only person that I think actually still was friendly.
Like,
I mean, like, really, like,
yeah.
I would have dumped her like in a heartbeat. I would have been like, she lied. Everything was a lie. I'd have been gone. But Neff, to her credit, you know, stayed that way. I want to ask quickly, Alexis, because I know we have a limited amount of time with you. But you grew up in a very kind of artistic family, right? I mean, and do you play? Do you still play the violin?
I do. Yes. I'm doing a performance at Lincoln Center with the Voices of a People's History. They do a high school program every year, and I'm getting ready to play violin, on Tuesday to accompany them. So I still keep up with it, and it's kind of a part of my body at this point.
I'm amazed by that as an instrument, because, you know, as somebody, I mean, I love music, I watch it, you know, obviously I've loved it my whole life, but when I watch somebody who's playing violin, I wonder if, like, when you pick up a guitar, you can play one genre and maybe meld into another, and I don't see it being that difficult. But I would think it would be harder if you play the violin to go from classical pieces
to heavy metal.
Definitely to heavy metal, but to any other kind of, you know, other genre.
Yeah, no, it's true, and you'd be surprised. I mean, then people whip out the electric violin, and it's all over. Like, people can shred on that thing. It's definitely true, and it's one of those instruments that really asks for your consistency, you know? Like, your sound really just changes dramatically if you're playing it every day, and Lord knows I'm not playing every day. But I notice the difference when I...
Right.
But I am, you know, when I'm respecting the practice and coming back to it. It asks for a lot of your commitment and discipline, and I appreciate that it helps me grow in that way.
I'm sure. And the instrument has grown. It crosses all genres now, and people play it like they're rock stars. It's great to see played well. And I just read that about you. I'm like, oh, man, she can do that too. It's crazy. Good for you. So what else, what else are we going to see you in coming up? Do you have any projects in the works that we can be on the lookout for?
Yeah, so I just finished an arc on The Good Fight,
nice.
Which their sixth season will be coming out this summer. Yeah, very excited. I worked with a lot of my heroes on that one. That was really special to me, too. And then I'm not quite ready to announce the next project yet, but I'm happy to say that I'll continue to be storytelling this summer. And if people are interested, they can follow me on Instagram. I'm Alexis G. Floyd, and I try to keep up with the Joneses and post about what I'm up to there. But, hopefully on we flow, you know?
Yeah, well, good for you. I'm very happy for you, and I hope your profile continues to rise, because you were... You stole the show. I just loved it. I thought Inventing Anna was a great series, a bunch of great performances, but you were a standout. So congratulations. Nicely done.
Thank you so much. No, it was a special group of people. And thank you. Thank you for helping us continue to celebrate it. It means a lot to
us. You got it. All right. Have a great day. Thanks for coming on with us. Appreciate it, Alexis.
Thanks. Y'all take care.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Alexis Floyd, everybody, from Inventing Anna. And if you're ready, Laura, we are ready for you. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Here we go. Let's do this. Part two.
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed. If you're cooking on a budget. Now, Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
Fancy shoppers, welcome to the market. I'd like to say it's a very special day here at the market. It's Top Gun Day, shoppers. I can't wait. I'm in my flight suit up here in the courtesy booth. Come on up. My wife loves it when I dress up like a flight person, but she freaking left me 5 years ago. Screw her. Let's just say that, shoppers. Stop on down on aisle 7, shoppers, where you can see our associate Kelly Brown, call sign Weirdo. Just call him Weirdo for today, shoppers. It's a special 2-for-1 deal. Buy some baby adult diapers, and we'll give you some 2 tickets to Top Gun. This really hurts your ears, huh, Kelly?
It hurts my ears, too.
Is it too loud, Kelly?
It's louder than usual.
Yeah. I don't touch it.
It's really loud.
I heard you touch it.
Sometimes I touch it in the break room, shoppers, but that's a whole other thing. Shoppers, if you go to aisle 8, you got Scott McMullen. His code word, drumstick. It's his flight suit, whatever it's called there. Handle, whatever they call it. And in aisle 7, no, excuse me, 10, is Laura J. Boyce. Call sign Poontang, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, that's a disrespectful. Mrs. Poontang, that's the official title.
Queen.
Queen. All right, it's cooking on a budget, shoppers. Here you go.
Okay, let's start on.
Sorry if that was loud, man. I don't know
loud.
Why that
my
was.
My head hurts. Yeah. Greg, your food of the week. You know that the cost of lobsters is crazy.
Yeah.
The best sale until Saturday is Hannaford lobsters, only $8.99 a pound. That's Ooh. Until Saturday. But if you're going next week and you want to get lobsters on Sunday, Monday, you can't do it before Saturday, then you're going to go to Market Basket where they'll be $9.99 a pound. So that's your difference right there. So Hannaford for $8.99, Market Basket $9.99. Kelly, your beer sales of the week, $13.99. We get your Sam Adams, your Blue Moon, your Harpoon, Heineken, Corona, Stella Artois, and then they added in all the seltzers into that same package, $13.99 for a 12-pack.
All right.
Roadkiller Sweet of the Week, head over to Market Basket. Twix,
what we got, girl?
Twix and Snickers ice cream bars.
Oh, boy.
3 boxes of them for $10. You can load up your freezer and eat a Twix or a Snickers ice cream bar. So yummy. And
load it up, Scotty.
Load them up.
For $10? That's a great deal.
Oh, you don't have to say it twice to me.
That sale starts on Sunday. Kayla's Picky Food of the Week. If she heads over to Hannaford, Kayla loves her string cheese. The Galbani string cheese is $4.29 for the 12 sticks. Good deal. Hannaford sales end on Saturday. The Sugardale sliced bacon is only $3.99 per package. New York sirloin steak plain or seasoned $3.99 a pound. Family pack 80% lean ground beef $2.79 a pound. Like I said, your lobsters are on sale there. Limit you to 6. Seedless watermelon quarters or halves 59 cents a pound. Strawberries 2 for $4. Boneless center cut pork chops $1.99. Half boneless pork loin $1.69 a pound. And St. Louis style pork ribs $3.49 a pound. You can also get your Shady Brook Farms turkey sausage $3.99 or your Shady Brook Farms 85% lean ground turkey for 2 for $6. Sweet corn. I love the Hannaford sweet corn. They work
bring
with
on a, the sweet corn season.
Hannaford works with a lot of local farmers to bring in stuff locally. They're 2 for $1, and it's Memorial Day weekend, so why wouldn't you have some sweet corn? Mm-hmm. Cucumbers only 59 cents each. Now, if we head over to Aldi, where your sales also end on Saturday, we have your strawberries $1.99, blueberries $2.89. Sweet corn there is a 4-pack for $2.99. Multicolored peppers $2.99 for the 3-pack. Your cherub grape tomatoes $2.95. Whole boneless pork butt roast $1.99 a pound. And your fresh chicken leg quarters 55 cents a pound. You have to buy the 10-pound bag, but for $5.50, that's a deal.
Just so you know, man, she's emotionally invested
Very.
In telling you this.
Yep.
I mean, this is her saving you money is almost as good as her saving herself money. That's really how she looks at it.
When people email me, you're like, thank you so much because I was going to buy Progressive Soup at $4 a can when told her it was only, you know.
If you're listening to this and you appreciate it, email Laura. Just let her know because she does put a lot of work into it.
I do try for you guys. Mm-hmm. Now let's head over to Shaw's. Now Shaw's, they tell you they always do the 3-day sale. Well, guess what? It's a long weekend. So they're doing a 4-day sale if you have the For You app. Beef sirloin steak tips. I wait for this deal. They do limit you to two packages, but $5.97 a pound for steak tips. Awesome. Mm. So excited. I'm stocking up my freezer.
Awesome.
Colossal raw shrimp, $6.97 a pound. This is for your 13 to 15 count, sold in the 2 pound bag, limit you to two. Your big pack strawberries and your big pack blueberries. Greg's a big fan. $4.77, limit you to two. Townhouse crackers, goldfish, and Keebler cookies, only $1.67, limit you to four. Friendly's ice cream, only $1.97, limit you to two. And your Cabot sale, Cabot bar, shredded or sliced cheese, plus your Cabot sour cream, whipped cream, and cream cheese, only $1.97, limit you to four. Land O'Lakes butter, $2.97, limit you to two. Your Budweiser, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, 30 packs, only $18.99. Limit you to one. Other deals there at Shaw's, asparagus, $1.99 a pound, cut watermelon, 57 cents a pound, Oscar Mayer bacon and beef franks, buy one, get one free, and your Bumblebee solid white tuna, buy two, get two free. Market Basket, your sales start on Sunday. I told you about those lobsters, $9.99 a pound. London broil shoulder steak, $2.99 a pound. Center cut pork chops there, $1.99 a pound. Your Purdue strips, cutlets, and nuggets. Kids love these. Those Dino Nuggets, two for $5. You know,
sorry, Kay.
We eat those all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Stock up now because
the Dinos?
The normal,
sometimes Cass gets the Dinos, and I'm like, I'm into it.
Even the chicken strips. Nugs. The kids love the strips, too. And
love
the cutlets,
the
you can make fresh chicken sandwiches for the kids. Purdue has a great white chicken meat, and I love it.
Delicious.
But when they charge $4.99 a pound or $4.99 a package sometimes, two for $5.
Oh, I got to tell Cass.
Yes. Sale starts on Sunday.
Okay.
Marinated pork loin filet or tenderloin, $4.99 a pound. Lloyd's rib sale. Now, Lloyd's has a great rib because
prepackaged ribs, right?
Prepackaged, already cooked, in sauce. So if you're looking for an easy, you know, people are coming over for Memorial Day, but you don't want to spend the whole time on the grill, go to the Lloyd's rib sale at Market Basket, ranging from $7.99 to $6.99.
What, like, I don't throw ribs just directly on the grill. We parboil them.
Yes.
Then put, because it just,
because it would char too much.
They're burned, and then you get, I want to make sure they're done, obviously. So we parboil them.
Instead of parboiling, I will bake them in the oven to make them soft and tender. Then I throw them on the grill.
Valerie did that last time we had ribs, and it was glorious.
They fall right off.
So
you go to pick up the bone, and it's like meat just drizzles in your mouth. So good.
What does it do in your mouth?
The what does what?
Never mind.
She realized what she was saying 3/4 of the way through saying it.
Entenmann's Donuts, $3.99. Now your ideas for cooking next week. Mediterranean burgers. Wicked good if you like Greek flavored. There's some dill in this burger. You don't have to use beef. You could also use turkey, but very good. And your sweet and sour meatballs over white rice. There you go.
Very good. Well, thank you, Laura.
You missed it. You weren't in here early.
I know,
but
sorry.
Your food of the week. I know you love your string cheese. Galbani makes a good string cheese.
Love it.
On sale at Hannah for $4.29 for 12.6.
Thank you.
I didn't give you a call sign, a Top Gun call sign, because apparently the bullhorn was blowing these guys' ears out. But the levels were fine.
What's funny is I might have heard it through my own microphone across the hall.
Oh, you did.
And I was like, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
I should redo that.
Yeah. Okay.
It was wicked loud today. My ears are still ringing.
I was looking at the levels and they were normal. So I apologize for blowing out your eardrums. All right. But you'll have to wait for tomorrow. And we'll all have a call sign tomorrow.
All right.
After I see Top Gun today.
You're not seeing it today.
Well, enjoy the rest of the day, everybody. Thank you for checking out the Buzz 24/7. And we will see you tomorrow. 5:30 in the morning. Gary Hoey is going to join us tomorrow during the show. And he'll be playing in studio. We'll see you then.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.